We've already seen an increase of interest across the county in the sports that featured in the games. Well, Ludlow councillors are looking at improving facilities for skateboarding and BMX, and I suppose encouraging future Olympic champions potentially. Lib Dem Andy Bonington joins us now. Good morning, Andy.
Morning.
You opened up the idea to the Facebook community. You've had a good response, haven't you?
It's been huge. There have probably been a couple of hundred responses, all really enthusiastic. But we have pent-up demand because, obviously, we've gone through a year and a half of a pandemic. A lot of our youth activities were reduced, taken online, and young people, I think, suffered really badly during the pandemic. Now we think we want to bring things back, and we're having a routine review of youth facilities. Myself, Erica Garner, and Tracy Huffer are also councillors. And we're just talking it through, and then we said, okay, let's see if we could improve the BMX and the skateboarding facilities. And we put that online, and we've been overwhelmed. I mean, huge support for it.
What are the facilities like at the moment?
They're quite mixed. We've got a decent skateboarding area in Wheeler Road. The one that was built, which I think must now be about 15 years ago, they sort of ran out of money. And there's scope to expand that and make that bigger and better, which is good. The BMX track is on Gallows Bank, a big open area in the middle of town. And that is in a bit of a state of decay. But one of my neighbours here in Ludlow sort of said, OK, I'll organise something to get it fixed up for you. We've got a meeting tomorrow to look and scope that out and see what needs to be done. We might need brand new facilities. Now, this will cost, well, the main cost is enthusiasm, isn't it? In any sport, any venture, what you need is enthusiasm. I think we've got that. We need money, okay? So that'll have to come through the usual ways of fundraising, grants, company donations.
Things like Sport England, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, well, I'm rather hoping there may be a boost of money post-Olympics. There often is, to get sports going. And we need to be ready for that. Now, I'm not a sportsman. I heard you say earlier, Adam, that you haven't got much balance. Well, I don't have any balance whatsoever.
I was hoping when you said you were reviewing facilities, it meant you and the councillors sort of, you know, going and testing out the tracks and the jumps and things like that.
Yeah, with an air ambulance on standby. I am not a sportsman at all, but that's not the issue, is it? That we recognise the need for young people, but we know that their mental health has suffered during the pandemic, and we're bringing back new mental health support too from October. And one of the great things you can do to improve your physical and mental well-being is to do sport, do exercise. And, you know, this popularity of BMX and skateboarding, how do you do those tricks? I just don't understand how you do them. They're just incredible. But we have people who are doing, not maybe that level, doing some really energetic tricks. There are probably 20 to 30 skateboarders a day on Wheeler Road. We need to sort of expand that, get more people in, maybe get some trainers in to help as well. We're in an early stage, you know, we just decided, well, we need to look at the sporting side. And as we've said, the response online has been absolutely overwhelming.
All right, good to talk to you, Andy. Thank you very much for coming on the programme this morning. Andy Bonington, Shropshire Councillor for Ludlow North, talking about those skateboard and BMX facilities and the fact that Facebook community's got involved and they're looking at improving them at several sites across the town. And, you know, it sounds like I'm joking. I'm not. The Sky Browns of the future could live in Ludlow right now. And they don't know they've got an amazing talent for BMX or skateboarding. And things like this can be the start of that journey.
I hate to use the cliche, if you build it, they will come. But they do.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that from first hand because of when I went to see all the BMX track in Telford.
You did, didn't you?
Which was just phenomenal. I had no idea. But I'd been to one before previously, which is a lot smaller, and this is just amazing. I mean, if it's something that you're thinking of get taken up, then, you know, the Reekin Riders, that's the place to be because they've got an amazing track.